This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
After we finish reading and learning the Tefillah Shira of Chana, we continue to learn about the continuation of the life of Shmuel, his early years. And there's something very interesting in the early part of Shmuel's life. What was Shmuel's younger Yaren? Was is given Shmuel seine younger Yaren? What was it? Steht Perik Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayelech Elkana Ramasa Al Beisai. Elkana returns home. He brought him to the yeshiva. He dropped him off. Put him in the yeshiva. Vahanar Hoyomishareis Es Hashem Es Pnei Eli HaKoyin. Und der Yingale, what is he going to do now? This is his young years that he's now in the Mishkan. He's Mishareis Es Hashem Es Pnei Eli HaKoyin. Rabbi say, which one was it? Was he Mishareis Es Hashem? Or was he Mishareis Eli HaKoyin? It's put together. He's Mishareis Es Hashem Es Pnei Eli HaKoyin. So there's a pshat here, Kipshute, a Pashit pshat from the Mitzudis, and another pshat from Rashi. Zokter Mitzudis, what does it mean? He was Mishareis Es Hashem Es Pnei Eli HaKoyin Ratza Leimar Lifanov Ki Hoyim Lamdei Ech Yishareis Es Hashem. So he was Mishareis the Rebbeinu Shleil. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Es Pnei Eli HaKoyin, because Eli was Madrichim, the Moiskelot, he taught him how to be Mishareis Es Hashem. A Rebbe, davar min a Rebbe, Rabbi say. A mensch an a Rebbe doesn't know wie me daf, und was me daf, und wenn me daf, und wenn me daf nicht. The Mele, he needed Pnei Eli HaKoyin. So it's Mishareis Es Hashem Es Pnei Eli HaKoyin. But Rashi bringt a Chazal, and Rashi says the pshat is mikan lemishamish pnei talmidei chachamim. As mishamish the Rebbe, das alein, this itself is mishareis Es Hashem. It's kimishamish pnei hashchina. No, we say ilu if we were zeichel lahagbul pnei avim shebeshemayim pamachas eimal amonat dayoy v'lkven gnug. They say you have an opportunity. Late Rashi, late Chazal, this opportunity is Keseder. As Mishamish, the Pnei Talmud Chachem, Pnei Eli HaKoyin, which represents the Talmud Chachem. And notice, doesn't even say Zayn Rebbe. Rashi didn't say he was Mishamish's Rebbe. Mishamish Talmud Chachem. Mikan l'mishamish pnei talmidei chachamim. And it doesn't have to be one. Haint is that mother. Mein Rebbe and nobody else. So that's just mein Rebbe. Was ist schlecht, dass da sach talmid, there's many talmidei chachamim. The loshen for Rashi, mikan l'mishamish nish pnei rabbi, oder pnei talmid chacham, oder, was sagt Rashi, pnei? No. Talmidei Chachamim. Unless maybe he means in general, Akoponim Faveltlis Zichagut. That Pnei Talmidei Chachamim, Dikduk doesn't have to mean literally all of them. It can mean in general, all the people who are Mishamish and Talmud Chacham could mean Pnei Talmidei Chachamim. All right, we'll learn Dikduk later. Shame. A lot of Dikduk shit. Akoponim Mekenzagin, In Rashi, es meint nicht ein Talmud Chacham, es meint alle Talmud Chacham. Hayid, was ist Mishamish und Mechabit Talmud Chacham, es kommt Kabel, Pnei Aschchina. Aveis, I love my reingehen in them. Let's go a little deeper here. I want to give you a little history who Shmuel really was. Shmuel was actually Kairach. Cook stuff, maybe I'm a shepherd for us. Huh? That's the only expression I get. What's he talking about? In Kisri Ari, that gebracht klar, tzadik, katamar, yifrach, tzadik, katamar, yifrach. When? Where? Kairach is, right? Tzadik, kuf, katamar, reish, Yifrach, Ches, Kerach, he'll spring up. Azevi Atomor, Azevi Abim. Like a date tree. Meridik, starke Bim wird er sein. Tzadik Atomor, Yifrach. What do you mean? He went into the ground and he got. It's true, they planted him in the ground. Das ist alles. Kerach hat geworden, eingepflanzt in Erd. Aber sie gewann ein Bäum von dem. What tree turned from Tzadik Atomo Yifrach? Sagt der Kisvi Ari, es geht auf Shmuel. Shmuel hat mit Sakin gewann, was Kairach hat abgetan. What Kairach did, Shmuel was mit Sakin. Dem ist Rabbeis, mir weiß doch der Rashi. Umara Kairach lishtus zeh, Rach shall shell us yuchsin shiatsim imenu? Yeah? What was this? Shall shell you Shmuel? Remember Rashi? We learned it. Kumish Rashi, everybody knows. He saw Shmuel. Hatte gemeint. He thought that, okay, he's doing good because he saw Shmuel. Pshat? Because Shmuel taka fixed. Was kaychach had abgetan. Now, I don't want to go into the whole stickle from the Kisvi Ari that actually Kairach is a Gilgul from Kayin. It's wait. The Olam's going to think, Mamish, Olam HaGulgulim Retmenda. But I think it's Negeh to Pshatavar HaDeisai. That's why I'm going to discuss a little Kairach mit a bissel Shmuel, and you'll see how it's Negeh Lemaisa. It's interesting that Chanot gebeten, Shmuel soll nicht sein, king zu greise Chacham, loi Chacham v'loi Tipesh. Huh? Why would a mother ask for such a request? I never saw a mother walk into the PTA und soll sagen, tell me, is my son mediocre or not? Please don't tell me he's too smart, because then I won't be able to handle it. Was ist schlecht, das immer ist klug. Was? Bivrit umrim manora. Gut, ein bisschen ivritechet, okay. Mischen mit dem Yiddish, mit dem Ivris, mit dem Englisch, everything good. Manora! Was ist schlecht, Rabbi Sai? Also sei einfach, was? Gut, Yiddish. Was ist also gefällig? Schenk. What's so bad if you'll be very smart? She was very scared of too smart. For what? Al-dazay, the keirach, keirach shepikeach, look what it brought him. It's a vertreter cup. I see the oilom hat lieb der Weltel. So I'll tell you more. There's a basis swell that says, Mara, keirach lishtu zeh, das allein ist der Stuss. Er gemeint ist als ein Klug. Das allein der Stuss. Mensch geht darum, he's smarter than everyone. He knows better than everyone. His Mara Kerach. Der Stuss seh. Was ist der Stuss? Was er tracht, der ist Mamisch. Ein größer Kerach. World's genius. Okay? Hat sie gebeten? Sagt er ihm, Emes, hat sie gebeten? Leuchachem, tut ma teve, don't do. That's the word. Das will ich nicht. I don't want to hear from Chachm. She got Chachm is from Zayden. Genug Chachm. Darf Moisev sein? We could add. V'loi Tipesh. Chavasat zinik, why did she want v'lo tipesh? No, kairach shepikeach haya mara le. No, endik derashi rabeif, say mara. Vishto ze? Dal kpikeach. Is given a sheita. Will zin it nit ken pikeach, or nit ken, nothing to do with all of that. Normal. Good. You know, in Yiddish, there was an expression, an uibachach. Zu klug, teug euch nicht, that's also expressions used in Yiddish. Amal zu klug euch nicht gut. Uibachach. Kerach gemein an uibachach. Und me meila, Chana didn't want this. Now I want to show you a little more, Rabbi Yisrael. Something peladic. Hashem meimisu mechaye. Remember in Shiras Chana that we spoke last week. Hashem meimisu mechaye. Merid she'el vayoal. Arayin in grub, arayin in tief tayer in Gehenna. She'el. Vayoal and picks up. Who goes to Gehenna and picks up? Everything of interesting words. Unless she'el doesn't mean literally she'el, like we understand. She'el Gehenna. Huh? She'el means v'imizak the Yiddish chom tif tayer. And I'm not going to translate that in English. Speak to those that have been around from Europe. They'll explain to you v'as mei tif tayer. You don't know what tif tayer means? I have to teach you guys Yiddish also. It's an expression, tief tie in the red, which means I have useless ken, which means I'm not gairus you. I don't really care. You're irrelevant. You're on the side. Doesn't mean too much more than that. It's an expression, tief tie. No? Stomach, the he doesn't speak such schwere diburim. All right. It's an expression, Yiddish, Rabbi. It's a tief tie. So it doesn't mean she'el, literally she'el. But it means in the grub. He's in the pit, and Hashem picks him out of the pit. So we're going to see there's a lot in these words. You know, the Bnei Kairach, where did they end up? But how did they get saved? Meirat Shel Vayal. They kept on going up, right? The Gehenna Batuf Gathent. Kairach Harain Tif. And they... That's why we jump Meisham. Why do we jump Meisham? You don't know why. Okay. Unbelievable. You don't know why we jump Meisham. Who? Who David? Bnei Kerach. Medrash says clearly that when they were in the grub, they were jumping up. No, where it comes from. It's a medrash. Okay, I can't discuss Simchas Torah now because then they're going to say Chmisharayin Simchas Torah mit Kerach mit Shmuel mit Tisha B'Av Tut Me'Ateva Lozap Simchas Torah. Next, so was hat man da? Meirit She'el Vayal Meimisu Mechaye. Das Gate of the Bnei Kerach. If you think this is a Tifa Deher, you wait till you hear how the Meshech Chachma learns up this pasuk. Mit a meise, bald ist der Herr na gute meise, ba kopan im abe sei. Isn't it interesting that the first event in Shmuel's life when he comes to the Mishkan is what? Nu, meira lacha. Sounds from the Zaydus Teva. No, it's the Zaydus Shein, it's a Zayon Gepatschkit. No, wasn't that the Zaydus Meises? Das doch Kerach. Kerach kommt und sagt, Meisha Rabbeinu. Miskarov goes even further and says, Bemeli was Chaylik al Hashchina, Ben HaKoifer, angefangen mit, it's famous brisket Teir, angefangen mit a Covid-Problem. Und sagt, geendigt mit a Kfire. He was a Meir Halache. Und er dürfte darf misaken sein. He had to fix it. Tell me, isn't it interesting? What halacha was he meira b'fnei rabbi? Nu zog, ina lak shnush spring. Sheshchita k'sheira b'... was darf mit Kehanim? Darf Kehanim darf mit da? Ki chalei bekulum kedeshim u beseichem Hashem u madu atis nasu. We don't need kahuna. Mam ich das Eid, das Reit. Schritte geschehen über so. Es geht gerecht. Es geht in der Teira sei. Aber es ist dieselbe in Janin. Schritte geschehen über so. Meishe, was machst du? Der Jude, der Koyin, der Levi, und da, was da? Die Kalei, der Kuhl, schritte geschehen über so. Interessant, eh? You know, der eine Klach, was kommen nicht zu far, they don't fall far from the Zedes. That's the way it works. Sagt der Chibber, da seid ihr gegangen wie Teire, ist das der Enikel, was gegangen wie Teire, it goes one step further, das ist da mal gar nicht. Das ist doch der selbe Sache, Teire! Gschere besagt. I want to tell you another thing, something very interesting. Keirach, steht in Zoya, was supposed to be a new position. Azevi Sida position Kayin Gadol, he was supposed to be Levi HaGadol. Azevi steht in Zoya. That there was supposed to be a unique position. Azevi Eli, I'm sorry, Azevi Mesha Kayin Gadol, had Gedav Zayin Reish HaLevim. He was supposed to be the head of all the Levim. I'll read you the lush. Shirat Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasis is Keirach Gadol shebe Leviim k'may Aron Gadol shebe Kehanim. Elo shedach hakes asha. You didn't wait. Get out. Chabesai, what is the tafkid of a Levi? V'sheres es eichov. To me, Meshare is the Kayin. That's the Tafkin of the Levi. Yeah? That's not the Tafkin from Levi. Meshare is the Echo of a Kayhan. And Keirach had Gedav Zayin, the Reish HaLeviim. Now, thus, he started to fight with Meshach Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKayin. So, how did Shmuel be Mesak in a Chet of Keirach? The Targets is der Pasik. Steht in Pasik, Vanaro ye Mishareis es Hashem. What was his Mishareis es Hashem? What was his Avedis HaKadosh? What was his Tafkid? Es Pnei Eli HaKayin. Mishamish the Kayin Gadol. Und das meint Kisvi Ari, as das Misakin given. Der Tikkun. What was the job of the Levi? To be Mishareis, the Kayin Gadol. So Shmuel came to this world to fix was Keirach hat abgemacht. And Memele, what was his tafkid? Hoye Mishareis es Hashem. What was his sheirus? Es Pnei Eli HaKayin. Mishamish given the Ebishter, we, the Pathkid, to Misharis the Kayin Gadol. Nazoi hot Shmuel Misakin given, was Keirach hat abgetan. Check. I'm sure you're sitting here and you're thinking, Gilguli, mit Maisis, mit Geschäften, halfway. You think I could say a shit like this in Yeshiva? Stop it, I'm saying. What are you laughing? I said such a shiur like this in yeshiva. I have experience. I have a history behind it. So let me tell you what happened. It's not that Ashtik Alteira and yeshiva. It's not foolish. It's not mine. Right? It's not from the Bachan. I'm all gelernt in Brisk. And there's nothing wrong with Brisk. Brisk is beautiful. Best yeshiva in the world. And I say, I'm not in Panim. I'm not not for him. Gilgulim, Keirach, Mais, Kayin, not for him. So I call him over afterwards. And I tell him, was baditiv? So he says to me, why can't you just give a regular chumash here? Chumash mit Ramban mit Meshech Chachma. I weiß doch, ich bin der Chatlude, ich bin nicht ein Idiot. I kept quiet. I said, you know, you're 100% right. Next chumash here will be chumash mit Ramban mit Meshech Chachma. Beseda. Nimnu v'gamnu. Consider it done. Okay, so let me tell you how I begin the next chumash. Okay, mitaf lelnen gedenks, yeah, was? Chumash, mit Ramban, mit Meshech Chachma. All right. Steht in Pasik, in Vizei Sabracha. Yechiru vein v'al yomois. Wo mir so leben und er soll mit starben. Sagt mir, als ich mit so lebt, starb, ich mir versteht sich, als ich mit so lebt, starb du nicht. Also, in Kindergarten darf man nicht bechassen und tausendmal dieselbe Sache. Aber die Teere darf man sagen, Yechiru vein v'al yomois, sag mir. Yechiru vein. Is my male of all yamas, and I turn to the guy and I say to him, "Is a good kasha? Is it pshatove genug for dir dar shaila? Good. Leinach an unkelis a targum. Yechiru vein lechaye alma. Umusa tinyana la yamas. A second." You know, you ever see Svarim? There's Madura Kame and Madura Tinyone. What's Madura Tinyone? Yechi Ruvin Lechaya Alma, he should go to Elam Abba, who is only starving, ki zweite Staberei. I turned to the guy and I asked him, Das is Yecha Gute Kasha for dir? Du hast Yepshat in dem Tagem Unkelis? He says, no. Was meint das? Yechiru v'al yomus. Was meint? What does he mean? Er soll starben ke zweite Mal. Wie viel Mal kann man starben? Weise chemen Rabbeinu b'chaye. Nikan, Raya, Yisoid, HaGilgul. From here you have a Raya, because that's what it means. As all gain in Elam Abba, nicht haben zurückkommen, he doesn't have to come back down to this world. Yeah, nu, Rabbi Sai, da machen mit den Fingern, so machen, okay, nu, nu, nu. Und in Eile, la yomus tinyana. Sie sagt, Rabbi, ne bechai. Okay. Chumash. Now you want Ramban. Okay, no problem. Ramban. Ramban in the drashas of Kehelas, Simin Yudalit. Sagt der heilige Ramban, Yesh le Rabbi Seinu b'posik hazeh she'elo shehikshu. On what pasuk is he talking about? Okay. Dar heilich v'dar ba. So he states in pasuk. Kehelas. The dar goes and the dar comes. Dar heilich v'dar ba. Fragen der Rishenim, Yesh la Briseinu, Beposik Azeh She'ela. And the truth is, it's not even the Rishenim, it's a Tana that asked this Kasha. I'll soon show you where it is. Shiyoim is Davstein, Dar Bov, Dar Heilach. What do you mean? First the Dar comes and then it goes. It leaves and then it comes. I'll tell you a good Maisala. You built a Maisa? A Maisala. Good. Samol given Hasifas Rabbanim. Neina from the Gedela Elam. I'm not going to mention, I know who the parties were, but the story is good. Medafnish Zogin Ver Medvemin. And he got up to scream about a certain topic, and he got so worked up that this other Talmud Chacham Gadol held like this, and he's wrong, and he's wrong, and Mamish. Und er ist gewonnen im Ganzen, dann mal aufgeregt und dann aufgewinnen. And he starts to scream, mit auf dem Nehmen und er rauswerfen. So someone whispered in his ear, But Davos Duretz, the one you're talking about, he's not here. As Nita. So he gives a scream, is break the Marainu Vaftamarois. Bring him in and throw him out. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to laugh a little, a minute. And I want you to listen, because really I'm trying to get you to the pasuk. Dar heilich v'darba. If you didn't come, how can he leave? Something's wrong in the pasuk. Dar heilich, first you leave and then you come. Nu zakut tekashim. Sagt der Ramban, v'yishivu b'zeh soid gadol min asoidus hanichlalois b'soid ha'ibu. This is the mekor, sagt der Ramban, for Gilgulim. Sagt der Ramban, and where's the mekor? It's a gemefurish etane abreise. V'hu medrasha isharen nechunye ben akane Sefer Aboyer Simin Kuf Chaf Alif. Sefer Aboyer was written by Rav Nechunya ben Akane. Sefer Aboyer, it's Braises. Und dorten sagt der Gilgulim mit der Pasig mit der ganze Geschäft. Und der Rabban is a little bit marich, bekitze dorten, seine Lashonis, bavur, yois hadeiris, misgalgulim, emelitz, dort heilich. Und taket dort, boh. The Zelba Dar that left is coming back. So I had so far Chumash. Yeah? Mit Ramban. Ramban. What's that, Ramban? And yet, let me read a little Meshachachme. Gefella. The Osa Meach, in the end of Hilchus Tshuva, has a very interesting. I don't know what you call it. Hakol tzafui v'reshus nesuna. Everything is open and the permission is given. It's a very long. It's pages and pages. And towards the end, he says, "As mered legen gilgulim, see divrei hamikubalim. Not everybody's comfortable with it. Soid ha'ibur." Now, what is the word Ibur? Just the kids. Ibur means when one, like Ibarain, that one neshama goes into another person's guf. Ibur, Seid ha'ibur. That's what the Ramban means, Gilgul, Seid ha'ibur. Zogt al meshechach meino sameach. You helped? V'harbe, v'zeh nikra soid ibur v'mikuz, v'harbe memorari razal misayin oisay. There's rayas from many chazalim to this. Ukimai Moshe Shapik Amrit. Moshe's neshama is still around. Moshe Shap every Talmud Chacham mentioned the Achsidus Shavava is Achsidus Shetevis and Nar Samech. It's a push Nar Samech. Moshe Shapik Amrit. It's Nar Samech. V'chaim Amar Mein Chador Shein Boi Kavram Ulam. It's true. He says it's Drush Noyim Ve'Emuna Amitis. V'hi v'emunas ha'gilgal amudim nechaynim levayir alpia kamadvarim kashim. V'yei is the yukam ya'pasuk. And where is one of the rayas, says the Arsameach, it comes from? The pasuk that I read to you. Ki l'ashem mitzuke yeres. Remember the pasuk? Ki l'ashem mitzuke yeres. Zogta Meshachachme, what does it mean? Ki Lashem Mitzukeyaz, Vayosis Aleim Tevel, Posik Ches. Ki Lashem, Pirish, Sheheim Lashem, these are the tzaddikim that are for the Abishta. Hainu Shekvar Bochru Batoi, they're good tzaddikim, they're Lashem. And where are they? They are Eretz in this world. Beyoisim Batzmusim Baretz, V'achakach, but still. Afterwards, there's another life. Vayoshes aleihem tevel. Hainu nitzutzim v'nishmasa yizu b'sayt ha'ibur v'chula v'chula. Now, the stipler, Meran Rabbeinu ha-stipler, discusses the Gilgulim abyssal. When er zogt, many Rishonim taka wanted to stay away from it, but many Rishonim said that it is something to look into and to work on and to understand. Stipler, chayoylam perikid beis. Then he brings from the Goyin. And that's why I'm getting back to what we're saying. He brings from the Goyin that the Goyin says, with this we understand, what does it mean צדיק ורלוי רשע וטייבוי פידיק וגגול. אז איזה את הגיין, את הגיין עם אבן שלמה. מייש רבנו pondered this question. Tzadik v'ra'loi, Rasha v'tevloi. Zokter Goyen, it's beyond us. There's a Pelvika Pelyeitz. The Pelyeitz writes that L'maisa, the Eibishta, concealed from us Gilgulim Rishayim, what every person is a Gilgul from. He says it would complicate things, but by Chalitza and Yibum, Zezok the Peliyoyitz, that it's clear, Ashayibnez Beis Achiv, that he's taka rebuilding the brother, which means he's coming b'makim the brother to be miyabim, to build the home. Zok the Peliyoyitz, therefore we have to tell him what the uncle was like. The child that's born has to know what the uncle was like, because he needs to be misakin the things of his original father, who was nifta. Zezak peliyayitz habesa. You hear? Peliyayitz erech gilgul. Pili ployim. That the ivne beis achiv, dafunim zogin. You have to tell him, ver de fetter is given. Peledik, no? Because since he has to come to be misakin, this is the bias, this is kilu das is ein tata. So this is how he's rebuilding Achiv al Shem, Achiv al Meis. That's how he's okay. Was will ich von dem, von der ganzen Geschäfte? I could bring you, wie man sagt, a ganze Stikel Tere wegen Gugulam, but that's not what I want. That's not what I want in the Shir. I want to explain to you what it means, Mitzuke Eretz. You know, I told you last week, what did Chana see? What was Ma'ira her? What was it that moved her to say the Tefillah Shiras Chana? And I told you that what she understood was how the Rebbeinu Shleilam weaves life. Shem Ma'ira Shumashir, Mashpul Geyim. It's the godless of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ki Lashem Mitzukei Eretz. Says the Mitzudis, what does it mean, Lashem Mitzukei Eretz? He says these are the Yesoidis. The Yesoidis of the world. Meirish, Umashim, Mashpil. This is all the Yesoidis of... She didn't see this in her life as something that was her. It's the bigger picture. It's Rebbeinu Shleilam's Welt, the Yesoidus HaBriya. I'd like to read you a Malbim and then a Medrash. The Malbim says, Ki Ashgacha As Hashem, that's how he fataiches Lashem Mitzukei Eretz. Ki Ashgacha As Hashem, he Yesoid HaOilam. And this is the foundation. Do you remember the Lashon by the Asara Arugei Malchus that the Malachim said we don't understand? What was the Rebbeinu Shleilam's response? Be quiet, keep quiet, don't talk. If I hear one more word, that's an answer. When the Teretz is, it wasn't steig. It wasn't just don't ask, frag nicht. By me and Shir can shry and fragnish because the time is late and I don't have time to answer you. But by the Rebbeinu Shleilam it does azach. So what's with the Rebbeinu Shleilam geemfit? Lame ibergein von der Aschale. Machen die Welt Ippe. We'll make over the world and we'll go step by step. And I'll try to give you to understand how I wove together this maskana. Mitsuki Eretz. She's starting to see now that it's deeper. Whatever happened to her, mit Chana, mit Pnina, it's a tiefer Beifrei. So nicht of jetzt, of today, of der Minute. Es geht durch Deiris mit Deiris, things from past weave together. And that's why I talk about Gilgulim. Chana understood. Shmuel, Tzatzatan, mit Kerach, mit Kayin. And she comes to this realization. When she took sheer of them, her eyes were opened up. Life, the world, the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Of Delmanut, Sinisht of Delmanut. Hashem Meirish Umashim, Mechayim, Umemis Umechaya. Tachtif Rabbe Shai. It's unbelievable. And I want to read you a Medrash of Parashat Vayetze. Matronisa Shal asks Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafto. A queen asks Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafto. Amra Loi, she tells him, how many days did it take for the Rebbeinu Shleilam to create the world? No, 6 days. 6 days. Kiddushiv, like it says. Amrita lahu. So she says to him, what is the Eibush to do from Sheishas Yimei Bereishis till now? Chazal sagt Zeit. Was tut er mit der Zeit? Meins Rebbeinu Shleilam patre Zeit, wie mir patre Zeit. Was tut der Rebbeinu Shleilam den ganzen Tag? Hat der Meister am Meritig gesagt, am Meritig gemetrisch. You want to know what the Eibush is doing? You know, today, they right away, every moment, what there was tut sich up in the stock market, because he had the minute. Willst wissen, was tut sich up in Himmel, he had the minute. Guck da rein in Medrisch. Amar Abrachio, Kiloshen Azeh Hishiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshei V'Oise Sulamos. The Bereishis makes ladders. Mashbe Lezeh Umeidim Lezeh Moirim Lezeh Umalid Lezeh. It was a game when we were kids called Shoots and Ladders. I'm saying you're all the way on top of the if down. I'm saying it like this so the Eilam could hear it. The Baish is built shoots and ladders. So you state in Medrash, you know? Allah, and Chas, and Tata, Zait, Tata, Chabdi, Lib, Zait, Meichel. I'm doing it, Lechvaitcha. Baish is playing shoots and ladders. And see it, das Verstanden. She started to understand. Sie nicht heint, sie nicht nechten, ki Lashem mit Suke Eretz. The Baish is like, what is the Yisaitis of the Welt? Und als mir seht es und mir versteht es, your eyes open up. Shira comes forth. Song comes forth. Because you realize how big it is, how great it is, how enormous it is. The Rebbeinu Shleilam. Yidalach. Listen to me carefully. We're moving into the Zman of Tisha B'Av. After Shavasar, Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is eternal. It begins from the beginning of time to the end of time with all the happenings in the middle. We're going to have to talk about this. We're going to have to see the Shivas, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, the Tisha B'Av. It's Klal Yisrael, it's destiny. It's big. It's the whole world. I will end with the following Vat Rabbeisai. And this will lead us into the next part of the, so to speak, of the Shir next week. Talk about the 3 weeks. So maybe the Medrash, says, it's in Peri Dali Pasik Ches, Toshuri Mirai Shamana. Toshuri Zingin, Shir Meirosh from on top of Amona. What is that? What does it mean? Those that say Shir Hashirim before Shabbos, Pasuk is familiar to them. Toshuri Meirosh Amona Meirosh Shir V'Chelmain. What is Toshuri Meirosh Amona? Zokter Medrash Shir Hashirim, and it's also in Shmeis Rabbah, Amar Rav Yusto. Har Ushmoy Amona. There's a mountain, its name is Amona. Ad Eisei Har Eretz Yisrael, it's on the border. Mimenu Lahalon, from there further, is Chutz Laretz. So what does it mean, Tashuri Meirosh Amona, for us? The Granitz. Was ist der Grenitz von Erz Israel, was mich hat geschieden? Stutzachob, what does it mean? Omer Rebbe Lezeb, Rebbe Yoisi. Kishiyagia Agolius Lisham. When we come back, and we're going to reach that point, we're going to stand on that mountain, and we're going to look back at the Golis, I'm in Shira, we're going to say Shira. What does he mean? What does it mean, Rabbeisa? We're going to talk a lot about this, but I want you to think, Kipshute. When we're in Golis, we don't understand the pain and the suffering and all the tragedies and all the stashlos advarim. It's way beyond anyone's understanding. But when we stand on that mountain, the day will come, we'll stand on that mountain, and we'll look back at the Golis, Tashuri, and we'll say, Shira, Meirosh Amona, with Emuna. We'll understand, we'll comprehend how we came to this moment, that we're going into Eretz Yisrael, lost it lovely. Tashuri, Meirosh Amona. Chana Shira was Tashuri, Meirosh Amona. All of a sudden, she looks back and she starts to see all her suffering. Sie als Verschmul, sie als Verdel Minut, was sie hat Verschmul. Und Adam sagt sie Shira. Mitz Hashem, as like I said, think about it. Think about it. We one day will say Shira on all the suffering that we had in Golis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.